For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. How are the horses holding up?
Well, I tell you, Dean, it's been a struggle here. Misty carried me from Los Angeles to Denver, but she developed some arthritis issues and some other small injuries that kept her barely going, and it kept me walking a lot more. And my new horse here, he was doing great till we had a small accident the other night. But they are just unbelievably good troopers in this great adventure and struggle to get across America to, like Paul Revere, try to bring awareness to Americans. And I can't say enough about their courage and what they're putting into this this effort. We're getting up at 5 and every morning and leaving at 6 at the first crack of light there, and to avoid as much heat of the day as possible. But we're putting in 30 miles a day, so we don't usually finish till 2 or 3 anyway. And Norma does a good job getting them watered all the time. It's a real team effort, and I just wanted to say I honor the horses so much for their efforts. Misty's a Texas-bred, born, and trained horse. And my other horse here, his name is Sam. He's actually a loner from a supporter in Carbon, Iowa. Dean, let's never lose sight of the fact that there are others out there who have gone to prison, who have died for lack of God's medicine, lost their farms and their property, their liberty. The least I can do is ride my horse across America. Compared to what sacrifices they've made, I feel humbled by their sacrifices. From halfway across America, this is Howard Wooldridge from LEAP, also known as Paul Revere, saying goodbye, and keep up the good fight.
To learn more about this journey across America on horseback, I urge you to visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage is Stephen Rolls, the information officer for Transform, the major British drug reform organization.
Well, Steve, as I understand it, the minute we regulate these drugs, we basically destroy the drug cartels, Osama's stash becomes worthless, the gangs have less reason to exist, and overdose deaths will basically disappear. What is the plus side of continuing this?
You know, your analysis is right. There would seem to be great benefits from moving the drugs market within the government sphere and legally regulating it in a way appropriate to the risks of the drugs in question.
This week on Cultural Baggage, our guest will be Steve Roll. We'll also hear from Philippe Lucas and Allison Murden, who've been using Sativex, the under-the-tongue cannabis spray. So is Sativex a perfectly effective medicine? We'll find out on this week's Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.